DW Ebola Special. Journalists and Ebola survivors share what you need to know about the disease.
You know what, Crispin? I think we should do a little quiz.
I beg your pardon? A little what?
A quiz. An Ebola virus quiz.
No. Thank you, Assumpta. Let me just relax a second before the boss calls for the editorial conference.
Come on, Crispin. Weren't you the one who has been keen on Ebola?
Well, it's not just me. I think everybody needs to be keen on this thing. You know, the more one knows, the better one can protect oneself.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, first question. When was the Ebola virus discovered?
When was it discovered? Can I ask the internet for help? Maybe?
All right, you can, okay. But you have only 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Out.
That's not fair.
I'm counting.
But
one, two.
I know.
Three.
1976.
And who discovered the Ebola virus?
Wait a minute. Didn't we air a portrait of the guy? I think his name is Peter something. Peter Pan? Peter... what?
Find out. Should I start counting?
No. Let me have a look. Peter Piot, a virologist from Belgium.
Very good. You're doing great so far, Crispin. Next question.
No. Now it's my turn.
I am the one giving the test.
Rules have changed now, Assumpta. Tell me, what is the Ebola virus and what does it do to the human body?
Crispin, that's not fair. I gave you easy questions and I asked only one question at a time.
Rules have changed. I'm giving you 30 seconds.
Okay.
One. Two.
Oh, God. Okay,
three,
stop counting, Crispin. Ebola four. Is a virus named after the Ebola River in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And this is where the virus was first discovered.
You haven't answered all my questions.
Well, I haven't finished yet. Stop counting.
Ten.
All right. We have an article on our website which explains what Ebola does to the body. Give me a minute.
A minute? No. You are the one who started this 30-second rule.
Oh, there you are. There we have. Listen to this. Once the virus is inside the body, it multiplies rapidly and starts destroying blood vessels. It also impairs blood clotting and causes a strong inflammatory response. The immune system cannot react quickly enough. The damage to blood vessels leads to a drop in the blood pressure, and patients ultimately die of multiple organ failure.
Isn't it amazing that such a tiny little virus can cause such havoc in the human body? Wow, that quiz was an eye-opener, I must admit.
I told you, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you did. It's time for the conference. Let's go.
Right.